want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. And today's going to start out just a little bit different. I'm going to do something and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Grandpa loves you. Happy birthday to you. If that gives you any idea of what's going on today, that's what we got to look forward to today. I hope you've got great things in store on your Monday as well. We are going to return to Matthew chapter 18. We are looking in at that passage about how God is moved with compassion to forgive us, not just our debt, but an incredible amount of sin debt. And when we left here on Friday, we were talking about he was moved with compassion, released him, he was going to be in bondage, and forgave him the debt that was the equivalent of about 17,000 years worth of wages. That's a lot of forgiveness. The Bible says, to whom much is he who loves much has been forgiven much. And so my mouth will start working here in sync with my brain sooner or later today. I believe it. First of all, I want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete has been making Brevard functional for decades and decades now. Got lots and lots of projects in their portfolio. And a number of those projects have been at Merritt Assembly of God. They've done a couple of projects for me. They've done projects for people in our church, some businesses in our area. They really, really are very good at what they do. And, construction people know construction people. And I've told you before how we were working on a project, and I said, hey, when it comes to the concrete portion, I'd like to use the folks at Jits Concrete, and he called me back and said, come to find out, your concrete people are my concrete people. And that always speaks well whenever contractors are recommending other contractors. That means that they know that they have expertise, they have lots of experience, and they have a great work ethic, and they are very, very efficient at what they do. If you've got a concrete project coming up, Jits Concrete may be a great resource for you. 321-536-5804. So, Matthew chapter 18. Since it's Monday, I'll start reading this passage from verse number 21. We're going to resume our discussion at verse number 28. So, here we go. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Okay, so that's the foundation that we're looking at. How much forgiveness do we have to extend? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Well, we did the calculations on that, and it's somewhere around 17,000 years of wages. That's a lot. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him and forgave or abandoned him the debt. But that servant, verse number 28, this shows how the servant responded after that. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all." And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. So an incalculable debt had been forgiven, and this forgiveness is put in the aspect of a financial transaction, but it was the master's resources. He was the one who was willing to take the loss. So that's what moved with compassion. It means I value relationship more than I value money. And, in this world that we live in, that's a commodity that is extremely rare, where people value people more than they value things. It's a revelation that a lot of people come to, but they come to that revelation just about the time that they're ready to leave this world. Make no mistake about it. It is not your belongings that are so valuable in this world. It's the people you are able to influence. And the influence could be positive, it could be negative. So in order for that to be an asset, you need to be influencing people in the right way. And so the master forgives him of the debt, and that shows how much he valued this servant. But there's an expectation that as he has been forgiven, that will be the same way that he reacts to other people. Man, if I woke up tomorrow and my debt load was completely at zero, I would be shouting from the rooftops. I mean, it would be so exciting to have that, because the borrower is servant to the lender, and that's bondage. And I'm one of those people. I don't want to follow what many people in this world do, and that is accumulate a lot of debt so that you can accumulate or enrich yourself off of other people's money, because sooner or later you're going to have to pay that back. And, it's fine as long as things are increasing, but if they ever hit a stagnation level, then you're in trouble. Then you're in trouble. So this servant should have gone out and been relieved, but that's not what it says here in verse number 28. It says, but that servant went out. I get the sense from reading this that as soon as he left the master's presence, he didn't necessarily leave with gratitude, but he's like, okay, now I've got to start, collecting what is owed me. And he goes and finds, now listen to this, one of his fellow servants. So they were both serving the same master. And this particular servant didn't owe the master, he owed this other servant. And it says that he owed him 100 denarii, which is about 100 days' wages. Remember, the guy who's just been forgiven has been forgiven the equivalent of roughly 17,000 years' wages. And this guy owes him 100. That's about, you know, a little more than 25% of a year's wages. So three quarters of a year, you look at that, it's a significant sum of money, but it's manageable. It's something that could be paid off. This guy not only goes and finds him, but he lays hands on him and took him by the throat and said, pay me what you owe. And my Bible's got an exclamation point there. In other words, his approach is entirely different than that of the master. Now, remember, we're talking about the compassion to forgive and how many times we are supposed to forgive those who have wronged us. Okay? So always remember this. There are people in this world who will treat you better than you deserve. There are also people in this world who treat you worse than you deserve. And there are people that you have treated worse than they deserved. A lot of times we fixate, we get focused on the wrongs that have been done to us instead of enjoying the blessings of mercy and grace that God has bestowed upon us. So a lot of people want to experience the blessings of forgiveness of God while continuing to be unforgiving to those that they interact with. And the magnitude of the offense against this forgiven servant was minuscule. I took the 17,000 years worth of debt and I divided it by 100 and I came up with a rough estimate that for every day's wage that this lower level servant was owing to another person, that person owed over 62,000 days worth of wages for everyone. And all it was 100. That's like 0.0006, somewhere in that neighborhood. So if you were really, really rich, that wouldn't amount to anything. And what Jesus is sharing in this passage is that the wrongs that people have committed against us are incomparable to the magnitude of the offenses that we have had against God. So this guy goes out and says, I'm going to find the guy who owes me money. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, now listen to this, because it's going to sound very familiar. Have patience with me. You know, the guy who owed a lot of debt, this is what he said: Master, have patience with me. Be long-suffering. Okay? Exact same words. And I will pay you all. The other guy had said, I will pay you all. In other words, he's using the exact same plea with the forgiven man that the forgiven man had used with the master. And verse number 30 says this, and he would not. Not that he could not, but that he would not. Forgiving other people is very difficult. It takes a supernatural act of grace. And the way that we are wired, we tend to remember more negative interactions than we remember positive interactions. But please understand that it is not that we can't forgive somebody. A lot of times it's, we will not. It said, and he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. And I will say this. Unforgiveness is something that damages both parties. I mean, the one guy owed a debt, it's true, but there was an expectation that he was going to get that taken care of. But unforgiveness has this way of imprisoning us. Not just the person who's wronged us, it imprisons us. So he goes and he throws this guy into prison until he should pay the debt. Now the thing about it is, if he's in there working off his debt, it's going to take a lot longer to collect than it would have otherwise. So I can remember December of the year 2000, I believe it was. 2000, maybe it was 2001. I guess it was the end of 2001. I think that's when it was. And I was preparing our church. It had to be because of the math. I was preparing our church for what was going to be the 50th anniversary of the church. And in the book of Leviticus, it describes that there's a year of Jubilee at 50 years. And so I was preaching a year of Jubilee. Year of Jubilee was that those things that used to belong to you would come back to you, that your debts would be canceled. And I remember preaching to the church about that debt cancellation. And I said, now I want you to understand something, that you have to wait for God to act. At this point in time, we were paying a debt that was accrued before I came to the church. And I was paying that off every month, the church was. And I said, my responsibility is to continue to pay on my debt until I'm released from that debt, until it's resolved. It's resolved when the person you owe it says, hey, it's resolved. And I said, what I do have control over is this. What you have control over is this. You have control over those who are indebted to you, those people who've wronged you. And I said, you can cancel their debt. You can extend forgiveness to them. You have the authority to do that. I said, now you got to continue to make your mortgage payment. Don't write the mortgage company and say, hey, Pastor Bob said it's a year of Jubilee, and so therefore I'm not going to pay my mortgage anymore. You got to continue to do that. You've got to continue to pay your car payment. If you have a car payment, you got to continue to do that. And you can't say, hey, Pastor Bob told me it's a year of Jubilee, so I'm not sending it in anymore. Said the year of Jubilee operates in the heart of the person who basically holds all of the cards, and they say, we're extending this forgiveness to you. And so I led our congregation in a season of prayer where we forgave all of those people who had said things to us that they shouldn't have said, done things to us that they shouldn't have done. We canceled the spiritual debt. We extended forgiveness to those who had wronged us. We didn't want them thinking that what they had done to us was worse than what we've done to God, because trust me, we have grieved the heart of God way more than others. And I'm not minimizing, there are some horrific things that have been done in this fallen world. Horrific things, terrible things, things that we don't ever want to see repeated. None of that compares to the magnitude of sin that has been committed against our Savior and the lover of our souls. So that's what we did. We canceled the debt. And something amazing happened. I hadn't told anybody. This was before live streaming. It was before, I mean, I wasn't on the radio. The only people who knew what I preached were the people who were in the congregation. Let me tell you what happened. There was a person who had been very generous to the church, and so I wanted to go and thank him. Never attended a church service. And I went and had a meal with him. He wouldn't let me pay. He paid. I thanked him, and he came back and he said, Pastor, I'm gonna be an even bigger blessing. And he was. And that required a trip out of state. On the way back home, I decided I was going to attend a revival service. And when I stopped there, and I was in communication with my staff and everything, and when I stopped there, my worship leader had driven up, and she brought a piece of mail with her. She handed me a piece of mail, and she said, I knew you were stopping here. I wanted you to see this before you got back to the office. And in that envelope that she handed me was a letter that said, you have been more faithful than any person we have, or any church we've ever loaned any money to. And we are canceling the remaining balance of what you owe us. We hadn't even asked. Didn't even know that was in the realm of possibility. All we had that we could do to work in that situation was say, you know what? We are going to release people from any sort of burden, that God has been better to us than we could have ever been to ourselves, God has more than compensated with healing for any hurt that has been poured out upon us. And so we're just going to extend forgiveness and cancel the debt. And as a result of that, Merit Assembly of God experienced a new season. We experienced a season where we became debt-free. Now, let me tell you what the dangerous thing is for a lot of people is when they've been released from debt, they go right back and find different debt. I want to encourage you, don't do that. When God has set you free, stay free. We have moved very slowly in the upgrading of our facilities through the years. My wife and I, we've been there for 33 years. Here's what I can tell you. We pay off everything in cash. If we can't afford to do it, we don't do it. And I know in this day and time in society where people are looking for instant results, a building that can go up in 3 months. Well, you can do that in 3 months, but you could be paying on it for 30 years. We've said, you know what? We know what it was like. We know what that bondage was like to have a payment that you had to make every month, whether you could afford to or not. Said, we don't want to live like that. I want to encourage you today that if you've been forgiven by Jesus, don't go looking for vengeance for those people who've wronged you. That's what this guy did. The master was moved with compassion. This guy was motivated for vengeance. He went out. He found the person who had wronged him, who owed him a little bit, and he said, I'm going to imprison you until this debt is canceled. I will tell you, that's not the way this story should have gone. In fact, tomorrow's program, we'll talk about what happened when he acted the way he did. It was indicative that even though the balance sheets had changed, his heart had not changed. And that's a problem. I pray that all of us today, as we go into this week, in fact, let's close out in prayer. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that there are people who've said things to us that they shouldn't have said, done things to us they shouldn't have done, hurt us. And God, right now, we want to ask you to forgive them. We grant them forgiveness. We release them to thrive in a relationship with you. God, make them a blessing to the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.